them, Roger. I think I'm right. It's $9 million a year to maintain their presence in Laos. The governor has had chats with them about this. It's mostly education and their military mission. They promised to give us an additional $3 million, in a sense, in cash or by import. This promise they have not kept. Is that right, Governor?
That's what I understood. I understood right now. The two together amounted to $9 million, but the extra $3 million in commodities, I wasn't just afraid of doing.
Well, it seems to me, we just talked about the master office, what we're trying to do with Laos is the solution they seem to recommend for Vietnam, which is the neutralization. They're giving us no help with it, but it's not working because the communists, of course, are doing what they were doing in Vietnam. Now, I'd like to have somebody in view of the fact that Walter Lippmann's endorsing General de Gaulle as a great solution. I don't think we ought to let this get built up as a possibility of a reasonable outcome. I think we ought to indicate that Laos is a place where we're following the French policy. The French are giving us not much help, and the problem there is that the communists do what they do every place, which they were doing in Vietnam.
Walter Lippmann has the same solution in every province.
He wants this
draw a door worshiper.
No, it's true. But I mean, I doubt how one of those guys would protest, but he does.
So would you want somebody to make a statement about that? Or
I'll talk to you later. I'd like to say that.
Well, first of all, he's coming in on that.
This is just something.
Have you seen the all this over the weekend?
Yes, sir. I did.
We have a draft.
What is this story about the colonel who was going to detain the three battalions and do we know or not to? Do you believe that?
I don't know, Mr. President. It's a new one on me. He's talked to. These are from Laos, I believe, from Vietnam battalions in Laos. And then,
oh, you're one in Cambodia, one in Pakistan, Frontier.
I knew he talked from time to time about being in touch with military leaders in Vietnam who might defect, but I've never heard anything as specific as the three battalions.
But we're inclined to question that. Maybe wishful thinking.
Had reports from time to time on these so-called contacts with Viet Cong units, sir. Our impression is that he's in touch with a fabricator. He may believe it, but
just go through this wire line by line. Now, it's all tactics. Chancellor Fischer said, new in July, he'd still be the power behind the throne, but we're not new in the lead completely. New in July would be included on the Taliban.
Set any minimum demands or maximum demands. bid, and we've got news opening bid, our opening bid should be higher, but recognizing that it's somewhere in the middle that we might end up with. In other words, I think that we don't want to just accept news original offer. This may be just his opening offer. He may be prepared to do a lot.
Well, why don't we just say, turn it into a cut, and there must be substance to each of these proposals, which wouldn't accomplish our, can't accomplish our objectives, just so we're completely negative response.
So where would you put that?
Right, so that may be evident cut in person, showing independent of evident and personal authority of news, and there must be substance to do the various proposals if they ought to serve our common purpose, something like that.
Yes, sir. The news allowed might represent some improvement in the situation, even though it might still try to be the power behind it, so
negative about her tour, too, it sounds like I don't want to go.
I'm not the same, I like to do her tour is fine. I don't think you're in the United States, however. I think we can make a speech to the overseas press club. The argumentative will just compound our problems. Silence, I think, is what we want to, I think we ought to discourage her from going. Peter, if I rewrite this paragraph and get your point here, Roger, but we just don't want the shadow, not the substance, but the. You ought to make the suggestions as to what the substance should be. The trip's a good idea, but she shouldn't go to the United States, and certainly she should not come to make a speech.
So we feel that if the trip would be good, and we also feel it could be covered by some directed press, so that there would not be quite as much danger of her prestige rising as indicated.
Okay, let's try to rewrite that first. The second one then. Does anybody have any questions about the negotiation being with them that it would do?
I would talk to this evening. Love shouldn't face his decision on the top of new. I think he's got to talk to ZM before he makes up his mind what's really going on.
On that one, sir, you might want to put for your information on the last sentence of that, the paragraph 3, because you don't want to have a Raj saying that to President Jack, I should imagine. The last sentence. We're not going to be bargaining with him over the composition of his government.
I'm still on.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
on the bill somewhere in my apartment.
On the other hand, there is a point that we've got to be careful that by exceeding by the list that we don't have a tenant unless they sharp on their charges against the agency and so on. And also, we had in mind your feeling that we want to avoid any public impression that we gingered something up and are backing off on it. I think that this should follow. This does not preclude later adjustments if we get a solid bargain. It's just really a warning to us to be careful about any hasty withdrawal of Americans. It's a quid pro quo.
This implies adjustments in personnel or in broadcast. It seems to imply both.
It does imply it is both. That's what news demands, where I know certain people be removed from the DOA.
Well, I think on the personnel matter, after all, if they know what we know, they might have one or two fellows out there that they really will insist on getting out. And while I guess an embargo on stopping of American press or radio led to attacks on TV.
Yes, I think it's very possible that even though the contacts were made last week, that part of our squad should be put in a position of refusing to go.
It's just, here we have, now the radio, they're not that in radio attacks in the TVN as well as the Voice of America has it, so I don't think that's even going to, I don't think you are. We talk about stopping radio attacks, but I wouldn't admit we'd have radio attacks.
That's the reason that those are news words. I think he was talking about the Armed Forces Radio Saigon, wasn't he? That's what I connected it with. It's true there was a suggestion for that we were talking about.
What would you do on that program if he would object to?
I think they just replay American news, sir. That's all. They would replay Lippmann and other columnists. This is part of the
opposite. Is it given a slant at all? Or is it
because it is not?
Excision 3. 1 second excised.
There was just a suggestion, Mr. President, in one telegram I read this morning that there had been a series of briefings of American personnel over Armed Forces Radio Saigon. It wasn't clear as to what they were, but occurred to me that what New was complaining about was that.
I think maybe
what he's complaining about again is the attitude.
Why don't we put that really up to Lodge? I mean, he's going to have to deal with trade.
Just skip through them or get through it.
March. Yeah. March. You have this gap behind the state. We'll send the whole thing.
compensation may only be delaying time. On the other hand, if we can keep up a certain momentum here, they may, well, just say we're going
to continue to assert.
All right, that's what you want. Big men, I think he would vastly prefer this. Is there any point in simply having somebody who's already been involved in this calm them down so that they don't think that we're about to turn the generals over to new? I think that's the only point that you really
That's what I'm worried, one of the things I'm worried about. And also that supposing new pulls a real violent reaction, what do we do then?
Same thing.
Yes.
Why don't we put it on that it would seem to us that it didn't make any difference that we should wait for, as far as the general, they should be in contact with us, and that we are in the meanwhile, presuming that the generals are not going to act, we're attempting to use diplomatic means to improve the situation. If the generals appear ready to act, we'll of course be prepared to consider what our response would be given the conditions we then face. In other words, let really the generals take some initiative. We don't want the generals to think that we're the one, in case of some later date, we need to really work with the generals to do something because of the deteriorating situation. We want it to be rather clear that it was the generals who decided not to do anything and not the United States backing away. That's the only thing that I think. Well, it seems to me we ought to probably put that as not just a achieving this and do it.
One fancy of fish are not going to have a separate message. Much more adequate than the rest of it. The lines may want to use this first message for one of our audience, so it's not a question.
Yes,
so on the clear appointment, seems to me that operations
your authority to suspend aid at any time the man is in force.
Well, he, why don't you just leave that out?
Just leave it out.
Well, I understand that 3 years been eliminated entirely.
We're not going to trade you out today yet. I suggest we just keep those in training. They're not highly visible. We don't want to fly ahead of us.
You're doing an okay now.
Not seriously. So we would like to reverse one of the air strikes, one of the transport squadrons, but this can be done without visibility. But as far as fleeting was concerned, I think General Kinger agrees we should let those aircraft go to the aircraft to do it.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Well, I've got some other fellows with me, so I'm not